Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. We're here with Jeff Holland, and we're going to go into a little more advanced techniques in Logic Apps.
That's right. So I was able to show before an example of using Logic Apps to control IoT, do some complicated conditions, and some if and then and all that fun stuff. But there was some stuff I left out that is useful to know, and some of it's not super intuitive right now. We're working to make it better, and by the time this airs, hopefully it will be. But if you'll notice here in this Logic App we were just working with to do my sprinkler system, there's actually another layer here that if we zoom out, you can see.
Oh.
And that's because I don't always just want my Logic App to execute linearly, right? Sometimes I have an else statement or I need to catch an exception, especially if you imagine if you had a Logic App working with transactions and you got an order for an apple pie, right? First thing you might do is check to see if you have inventory for apple pie. And you have two kind of branches there, either, yeah, I've got inventory, I want to do X, Y, Z, or no, I don't, and I want to do A, B, C, right? So we allow you to do that within Logic App to kind of split to different levels.
Now, I've used Logic Apps before, and I've seen the pipeline. I did not expect to see anything when you scroll down.
Exactly.
Now, are there lines? How can I tell?
Not yet. That's coming very quickly.
We're doing lines.
I know. The lines is it's an advanced technology. It's a recent invention that we're working with. But we've actually got a ton of improvements for our designer coming up. So we're in preview now, but working hard on feedback.
Very cool.
But I'll just show you. Let's just add in one really quick. So let's say I want to, we'll use a new connector here. Let's use Twitter.
Okay.
And let's say that I want to send a tweet when something happens for whatever reason
You want to tell everyone that you started your
sprinkler. That's right. I did it. So this one's the tweet's actually going to be, it failed miserably. That works great. But you'll see by default, it's going to chain it onto the end of this Logic App, right?
Uh-huh.
But we don't want that. So we can actually add conditions. And
you
again,
don't want it because this is success.
Right. Exactly. This would go after my sprinkler started and then the tweet would go, it would fail.
Gotcha.
Everyone would think I failed even though really my lawn's getting beautifully watered. So let's switch to CodeView to do this. So if I scroll down here to the bottom where that Twitter connector was just added, and you'll notice we have this conditions array, right? And we've seen that before. By default, the designer is going to assume you're doing a linear one. So it's going to say, well, this depends on the service bus connector.
And that is a name. That's an ID.
That's
of
right.
One that's
yeah.
Upstream.
So you can actually see in the document, if you scroll up a little bit, this one's called the Twitter connector.
Okay.
So
yeah,
you can see
sense.
The name right there.
It really is just a linked list.
Exactly. Exactly that. So I don't want this to happen. I actually want this to be an expression. And the nice thing about this designer is it will do auto-completes for you.
Oh, I see. So even though you don't have a way to visually do this, you do have a way to do it in the code view.
That's right.
And it's not just a text box. You've got some IntelliSense there.
Right, exactly that. And I could write this expression in the designer. It's just kind of easier to show it this way. And with the auto-completes and stuff, it's a little bit easier.
Okay.
So we're going to go ahead and use that function language we showed before. So I'll start with an at sign.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, I only want to do this. We'll say if our blob failed. Maybe I tried to get the date. For whatever reason, it couldn't find the date from before, so it can't do anything else. But I want to catch that exception.
All right.
So we're going to say this is an equals operation, and we're going to use this if the action for the Azure Storage Blob connector, which I could look up, I know what it's called. And if that status, again, I know all this, but it's well documented. If the status is failed, right, so there's our operation.
Then you would tweet. Failed.
Right, so this knows if this condition operates to true, if this ends in a true, then it will do the action that this is a part of. So this is the Twitter connector, so it's going to tweet it failed. So something cool actually happens. When I save this, when I switch back to the designer, you actually watch whoosh, that Twitter connector, the designer saw, oh, that's not actually where I should be based on where I'm at. I should actually fall over here.
Oh, below the one.
Below the one that it's
so
going to catch.
So this is implying a dependency on this and that's gone vertically.
Right.
And in some future instance of the designer, that'll be even more clear.
Exactly. Very, very, very clear. So let's go ahead and let's make this fail and see if it works. So let's change this. I'm going to change the blob path to something I know doesn't exist so that we can get a good failure.
So that will definitely fail the next time this runs.
That's right. And if we're lucky, I wrote that expression correctly and we will catch the exception.
Now you're running that now because it only runs every day.
Every day at 7 p.m., right?
But and you can see down here it's running.
That's right. So I'm running here, and I could actually click this tab, and it should pretty much be done by now.
I'm going to
hit some failures, but if we're lucky, the Twitter connector also failed.
Nice.
Let's see why. Invalid template.
Unable to process
the expression for Twitter connector at line.
That looks like an opportunity for
multi-line
text.
Doesn't it? You don't like scrolling over and highlighting? So I actually wrote some bad syntax here. Let me just fix it really quick. I said action. The actual syntax is actions because it's plural. You have multiple actions in a flow.
I do like that you got a very clear error, albeit one that was in a spot.
Even though the format was...
But it told you exactly what was wrong.
Right. So let's change this to actions.
All right.
Go ahead and save it and run it again. But at least I knew exactly where it got to and where it failed. So even though the error wasn't displayed cleanly, I could tell exactly where
it
went.
Absolutely.
So now we'll run it again. And this time we got the Twitter connected succeeded. And if we come over here to my Twitter account and refresh the
tweet. You just told 87 people that you failed.
It failed miserably.
Oh, no.
There it is. So it worked. So I caught that exception. My sprinklers didn't run, but at least I knew about it.
So you did make one comment. You said that this is... well documented. Mm. Can you show me that documentation? Where do we go looking for that?
Yeah, so the easiest way is if we come over here on MSDN and I've got this Salesforce here. I've got a shortcut. You can also go to aka.ms/logicapps.docs. But in all of our stuff, it's just on MSDN. If you pull up our docs,
you'll see go to azure.com and you can find Logic Apps and you'll go right to it.
Right, or if you follow, if you go to one of our connectors here, here's our definition language. That's a good call out though.
And I wanted to point this out because, you know, there are lots of different groups and there's lots of different levels of documentation quality, but when you said this is well documented, you're not joking.
That's right, yeah, we really do have, and we've got examples here. We've also got a lot of blogs and examples that we do as well.
Maybe
on
you could
Logic
zoom
Apps
in
blog.
Just a smidge look at one of those.
So if we come here to, let's see, one of the more valuable ones, so parameters, expressions, some functions. So
there's
you see
actions.
Here's the actions one that I did, so actions, the name of the actions, dot outputs, right? You can also call triggers. We've got some shortcut methods. This one's actually really valuable. We might do it in a future one, but hopefully it will be easier by then, is you can repeat over arrays. So you might have an action where the input is an array of names, and for every name in that array, you want to send them an email, right? So you can use this syntax to repeat over that array and do an action per item in the array. So that syntax is right here as well, along with all the other different functions you can embed in your JSON definition.
So the initial release, the very first time that I saw and talked about Logic Apps, it was just pretty straightforward. Now we're starting to branch out.
That's right.
I'm imagining a world where I'm going to be able to really zoom out and see this family tree of, you know, this 4GL. We're going to have a complete kind of programming language. But the thing about Logic Apps, they're reliable, they're durable. They're in the cloud,
exactly.
And they're totally under your control.
Yeah, and it's so nice when you need to be able to swap things in, swap things out, make changes, deploy a lot. And again, like I said, one of our highest investment points right now that we're running feverishly to do is a lot of designer improvement. So you don't have to go to the code view. It can auto-complete and intelligently assume. If I'm writing an email, I'm probably going to want to know the name, so we should put that in. So a lot of that's coming very soon.
Very cool. And all of those things, of course, I'm just going to get because it's all in the browser.
Yeah.
It's all in HTML5. One day I'm going to show up. It's going to be awesomer.
Exactly. And in the meantime, too, if you start using this, because you can do a lot, we do actively participate in User Voice and a bunch of other forums. So if you have suggestions of things like, hey, I wish I could do this, or this was hard for me to figure out, I spent a few hours on User Voice yesterday talking back and forth with some people, getting some good feedback to help us make sure not only were we working on the right things, but we do them in the right way.
Very cool. Yeah. And let me ask you this last question. If I make some of these more advanced changes in the code view and the designer gets updated, I'm going to see that reflected in a new designer as you continue to
update
that.
Exactly right. Yeah. So and you don't have to change your code view. So you don't have to worry about, oh, well, now they've added this new thing in my code. I've got to reformat it. No, the code view in the back will stay the same.
The language is well understood and well documented.
Right. Exactly that. Perfect. So the one other thing I wanted to show, too, is that we do have, let's see, one of the... I mentioned User Voice, and one of the biggest feedbacks we initially got when they did this is great, there's so much I can do with this language that I just showed you the documentation for, but what if I want to just write a little bit of code? Maybe I just want a little snippet of C#. I know I could do this in 6 or 7 lines. Can I do that in there? Mm. And we don't yet have that in default in the API apps here, but since it was such a big request, I worked with a few other program managers on my team, and we created this GitHub repository that anyone could go to at github.com/logicapps.io.
Okay.
When you have something like Logic Apps, you don't always get the name you want. But sure. IO's fine.
Well, we could probably join you into the Azure group, and you could have whatever URL you want.
Yep. So you'll see here we actually have a few examples. There's one where you could do Logic Apps to manage your resources. This one lets you do C# scripting.
Can we see that real quick?
Yeah. You want to see the C#?
So This is a little project?
That's right. So this is just a Azure API app project from Visual Studio.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Right.
That's clever.
And the nice thing about this is our little friend Deploy to Azure, right? Which I know you're probably familiar with this button. So you can go through this code. You can look at how I did all this. You can improve it. We accept pull requests. We love that
right.
stuff.
You can clone it, and then you can deploy to Azure from your clone.
That's right. Or you don't even have to clone it. You could just say Deploy to Azure right here, and this is going to one-click deploy the API app, compile your code, do all that stuff. And so once you click this Deploy to Azure and you fill out the necessary things, right, it's going to tell you, well, what do you want to call this? What resource group do you want to put it in?
So you're making an API app that wraps JavaScript or C Sharp or whatever.
Yep.
And then now you're doing snippets of whatever code you want.
Exactly.
Actually, anything at all that can run in Azure. So I presumably you could do Python or whatever.
That's right. Yeah, we don't have the Python. We just do JavaScript and C Sharp right now. But you'll see once I deploy that, you would see the C Sharp API would be available. And I did this one before.
Sure.
But once that's there, that would allow you to execute a script. And I could write any script here. And whatever I have it return is what it's going to return. I could return an XML object. I could return a JSON object.
Cool.
I could return a string. But it's super useful if you need to iterate across things or just whatever.
Because you're basically doing a web API here.
Exactly.
And web API is going to turn that string into a result that gets sent back from the web API.
And if you're feeling really adventurous, you can even upload your own libraries. You can send in context objects that you can call within your script.
Mm-hmm.
So that will get you started. And again, we're figuring out how the best way is to incorporate that in so you don't have to do it through GitHub. But in the meantime, you're more than welcome to go there. We have a community repository. There's something others want to submit that they're like, hey, I created maybe a Python API that lets you do Python code. We'd love to see that as well.
Yeah, or you know, take the Visual Studio Online Monaco editor.
Yeah, throw it right.
Tiny multi-line Monaco editor.
Why not?
I think the thing that is also important to remember about how we're doing things on Azure and how we do this like as an organization is that logic apps are really accessible. You drop in two or three things in a square and a great visual designer, and that's powerful. And you might say, well, is this a black box? It's not. You know, it's a pipeline that is well documented, well understood. And someone says, I want to do something completely crazy. I want to run arbitrary code however I want to do it, but I want to do it in a safe, sandboxed way that I'm in control of. You made it happen. You stick it on GitHub. You deploy it. It's open source. Now it's here. And they can go off and run with it.
That's right.
So from the most basic, most accessible visual designer to the lowest level, messing around with tokens and doing custom cool stuff or even running arbitrary script, you can do anything you want. It's not a black box.
That's right. And we want people to have that choice as well, that, hey, if you want to stick with the quick and basic, we'll make that the best experience we can. But if you're the kind of person who wants to push the limits, which there are a lot of them, right, we want to give you the tools and the resources and help you along the way.
Very cool. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, no problem. And the only other thing, too, along with this community is we do a monthly webcast, a Google Hangout inspired by another Google Hangout for some other, I don't remember, I can't ever pay attention. But it's only once a month, but we'd invite others to join
that as well.
Where can
we learn about that?
Yeah, aka.ms/logicappslive. So we'll do other demos. We take live Q&A, very similar to that kind of Hangout format that it was inspired for the ASP.NET Hangout. Keep an eye on our blogs, and again, give us feedback, because we want to take this out of preview and make it a really valuable service for everyone to use.
Cool. I'll make sure to add a link to that at the bottom. If I was a YouTube person, I'd be like, somewhere below here.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, somewhere
look
on this page.
We do that in our webcast too. Look at the description for a link to our blog.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We're learning about advanced logic apps here on Azure Friday.